This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Speaking of retailers, as Jordan was, Walmart reported earnings yesterday. Strong earnings, one might fairly say, with a nod toward the current price environment. Inflated would be a good word there. Walmart's whole thing, of course, is that they are an affordable destination for price-sensitive shoppers. But this really hasn't been a deal hunter's economy lately, right? As we head into a holiday weekend, though, that is traditionally overflowing with sales, what kinds of price cuts might those deal hunters see? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
Shopping is complicated lately. Ben Cotton in Lafayette, Indiana, usually looks to price to make decisions about what groceries to buy.
I'd get the Sunday paper, I'd go through the ads and the, you know, clip all the coupons.
But whenever he goes to the store,
there's always one thing on my list where, you know, it's like you spin a wheel and that's what's not there this week.
Two opposing forces are pulling at consumers right now, says Charles Lindsay of the University at Buffalo.
We have inflation, which causes consumers to typically be more price sensitive. But we also have scarcity due to supply chain issues and what have you, which causes consumers to be a little less price sensitive.
Over the holidays, spending was strong, even as retailers offered fewer bargains. But as time goes on, shoppers could increasingly hold out for discounts, says Eric Johnson at Columbia Business School.
Raising prices is seen as okay if you have a business reason for it. Now you're starting to see people think it may be greed.
Prices are rising fast, which gives consumers whiplash, says Johnson. And they've been rising over a long period, says Joel Rampolt at Alex Partners.
Inflation is cumulative, and the effects are not being fully felt yet.
He says we're at an inflection point where retailers may need to court consumers more heavily, though they may be wary of overcorrecting, says Barbara Kahn at the Wharton School. Running too many promotions can condition consumers to expect them forever.
And if they don't have a discount, then they feel like they're being ripped off.
Not to mention that sale item could be stuck on a container ship out in the Pacific Ocean. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.